Cam Ward threw for 228 yards and two touchdowns, and the Tennessee Titans snapped an 11-game home skid by beating Kansas City 26-9 Sunday. Coach Andy Reid talked about the players getting a chance to play with all the injuries the Chiefs have right now.
I appreciate the effort of the guys. We got a lot of guys that are having an opportunity here to play, and it's not as smooth as you want it, obviously. We've had penalties all over the place, so that's not helping us get off the field or stay on the field, and we've got to clean that up. But the positive you can take out of this is an opportunity for guys to play. And then, obviously, we have a short week here, and we need to get ourselves back and going for a good Denver team.
The Chiefs play Denver on Christmas Day. Other scores yesterday, the L.A. Chargers defeat Dallas 34-17. It was Minnesota over the New York Giants 16-13. Cincinnati beat Miami 45-21. Carolina defeated Tampa Bay 23-20. New Orleans over the New York Jets 29-6. Buffalo beat Cleveland 23-20. Jacksonville defeated Denver 34-20. Atlanta over Arizona 26-19. Houston beat the Las Vegas Raiders 23-21. Pittsburgh beat Detroit 29-24, and New England beat Baltimore 28-24. Tonight, San Francisco is at Indianapolis to take on the Colts. College basketball Saturday, Emmanuel Sharp scored 22 points. Kingston Flemons added 21. Number 8 Houston used some excellent long-range shooting to beat number 14 Arkansas 94-85. Freshman guard Darius Acuff Jr. led Arkansas with 27 points and 7 assists. Malik Ewing added 20 points and 9 rebounds off the bench for the Razorbacks, who before that game had won 4 in a row. 5 Red Wolves reached double figures on the scoreboard as Arkansas State completed a 4-game road trip with a 93-86 win over Southern Miss on Saturday at the Reed Green Coliseum. Chandler Jackson led the team with 18 points. Jackson Ellingsworth had 16, Jalen Hampton 15, Christian Harmon 14, and Royal Blue Smith had 10. The Mizzou men's basketball team is back in action tonight. In the final game of the 2025 part of their schedule, squaring off with their rival Illinois for McBride Holmes' bragging rights. Tip-off is set for 7 o'clock in St. Louis. High school basketball this weekend at the Battle of the Border Tournament in Mammoth Spring. The boys' championship went to Pocahontas, defeating Mammoth Spring 69-62. Third place went to the Alton Comets 68-55 over the Couch Indians. Consolation, it was Calico Rock over Maynard 64-50. And in seventh place, Winona defeated Koshkonong 63-46. The girls' championship went to Mammoth Spring. They defeated Maynard 61-48. It's the fifth straight championship at the Battle of the Border for the Lady Bears. Third place went to Cotter, who defeated the Willow Springs Lady Bears 61-54. All tournament teams were announced after the game. For the boys, Colton Boddy and Aiden Matheny from Mammoth Spring, Caden Willard from Alton, Jackson Woods, Jared Mitchell, and Noah Baltz from Pocahontas, Heath Brothers from Calico Rock, and Kendrick Williams from Couch. Noah Baltz was named the tournament MVP. On the girls' side, Molly Corbett, Peyton Flynn, and Bethany Robbins from Mammoth Spring, and Ava Melton and London Ulmer from Maynard, Jalen Whitaker from Calico Rock, Chloe Jones from Willow Springs, and Maya McNutt from Cotter. Molly Corbett was named the tournament MVP. The 52nd Annual Liberty Invitational Tournament wrapped up. The all-tournament team was announced after the games. Congratulations to Hartville's Mason Cogdill and Boom Garrison, Liberty's Paxton Hunter and Alex Toon, Neelyville's Hixton Layton, Rush's Kellen Hathcock, and the Sportsmanship Award went to Liberty's Drayton Wells. The West Plains Lady Zizzers made a long trip to Quincy, Illinois Saturday afternoon to take on the Quincy Notre Dame Lady Raiders in the 18th annual Rumble on the River Shootout at John Wood Community College. Lady Zizzers won the game 55-4. 49. Jillian Green had 19 points and 10 rebounds. Ainsley McWilliams scored 15. Green was named the game's MVP for her performance. Lady Zizzers now 6-2 on the season. Lady Zizzers and the Zizzer Boys are both at Mountain Home tonight to take on the Bombers. The girls' game will start at 6 o'clock. Boys' game at 7:30. You can hear both those games on the Train 100.9. Other games tonight there, boys at Pocahontas, Salem boys at Highland, Highland girls at Batesville, Melbourne boys and girls at home at Paragould, Hoxie boys at Mark Tree, Batesville boys at Southside Batesville, Maynard girls will host Marmaduke, Donovan girls will host Rector, the Bakersfield boys at home with Ashgrove, Ava girls will host Bunker, and the Gainesville girls at home with Chadwick. Victoria Antia of the Missouri State West Plains Grizzly volleyball team has been named to the National Junior College Athletic Association Division I All-American Second Team. The announcement was made by NJCAA officials from the organization's headquarters in Charlotte, North Carolina. Antia is the 47th Grizzly to receive the All-American honors for volleyball. You can read more about her by going to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.